Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, I'm having a good morning, afternoon, whatever we're going through in life today. We're going to be talking about aliens. That's right. The U.S. government has officially confirmed the existence of aliens. How y'all feel about that?
Actually, I haven't listened to the announcement or whatever. So I don't know what the fuck they said exactly.
Basically, they said that they recently found Luis at Formers in the United States, and basically they're legal now. So, I mean, that's pretty good, I guess. Oh, I thought you were going to do something crazy.
No, I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, but anyways, how do you think that would work if they were to, like, be real and then be part of our society and our way of life, you know? Like, I think
it's going to be some, like, Halo shit.
I think they would be, like, hunted and experimented on.
Like them or us? Yeah,
no, them.
Do you think?
I think it depends.
They're probably already being
hunted right now.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think it's real.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I think they're trying to cover up something else.
Like what? Like other aliens? No, I was kidding.
Yeah, the real aliens.
The real aliens.
The lizard people.
I mean, they could be. Would you consider them to be like aliens or no? Like lizard people? Or are they just like mutations of us?
I don't know the whole conspiracy theory, so
I don't know it either.
Damn.
Sorry, my laptop's going off. But I know what they were saying.
Trying to communicate.
Oh yeah. I do know that, like, they were saying, or they had announced that the aliens were like the UFOs, and, like, quote unquote, they had found, like, actual, like, extraterrestrials, like, and they have them captive. And it's like, I don't know. Okay. But yeah, like, they had those stuff in there, or they have those creatures, I guess you can say, like, held in captivity. But, like, my question is, why now? Like, what's going on in the real world where, like, they want to make aliens a thing? Yeah. And it's like, what? It's like weird. Like, what do you think they're going to be, like, trying to hide from us? Cause, like, why would you, like, admit that? Why would you admit?
It just seems so random, and, like, no one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt
that's
like
it doesn't feel real.
Died down, like, really quick. Like, I think until they release, like, the body.
Like, the proof.
Or photos or something. Even photos can be, like, deceiving. Faked.
Yeah.
I think until they, like, start showing the bodies and stuff, like, I wouldn't really care.
But, like, what do you think about, like, those videos, like, of UFOs and stuff like that? Like, do you really think that's aliens, or that's just, like,
different countries, or our
own country making, like, new aircraft or something like that?
Yeah, it's probably some, like, advanced drone shit.
Yeah, honestly, like,
because it just seems so impossible. I don't see, other than people from Earth being here that are from another planet. Like, I don't see that happening.
But, like, from what I understand is that, like, not understand, but even when it came to, like, supernatural stuff, right, in that realm of that society or whatever you want to call it, I've always thought that it was so hard to believe, because whenever I see these videos or I hear these people's stories, it's like, why hasn't it happened where I'm at?
Yeah.
You know, like, I know recently, I think it was last night or the night before, there was a meteor shower. I don't know if y'all saw that.
I heard about it, but I didn't.
But, like, stuff like that, like, you know, like, I don't even though, like, it's announced to the public about the meteor shower, like, I still haven't seen that shit, like, in real life. So whenever I see, like, people, like,
I've seen, like, a couple shooting stars, just off chance, like, there was
UFOs. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit, you know what?
But, like, that's the thing, like, I see it all over the place, and even, like, with ghosts and stuff, like, but yet I've never, now, okay, supernatural, like, yes, I have experienced stuff. Don't get me wrong, but, like, with aliens, it's hard for me to be like, yeah, that's real, because one, I've never seen a UFO, and is it because, like, it's bad timing? Like, why isn't it in Houston? Like, why isn't it, like, it's why always, is it always a
think,
different
I mean,
state?
You're not really looking for it, are you? Like, you're not sitting out every night looking to see if you catch something.
Yeah, but, like, these videos, though, like, they're, like, in your normal day, and, like, I know on some weekends, or mainly almost every weekend, I'm out and about, and people see UFOs, like, midday. They see, like, people are outside, people are busy, they're walking around, driving around, and yet they're there. Whenever I'm out and about, because I personally think I do look at the sky a lot when I'm out and about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never, like, just looking in front of me or whatever. I do look up, but I've never, but the fact is that, like, I've never seen anyone in Houston or Pasadena, like, post videos of UFOs or of like aliens. It's always a different state or a different country. You know what I mean? Like, and I, that's why, like, when people are like saying are alien that they're real, it's like real and where, like, yeah, obviously not here.
Like, are they gonna be? I'd have to see it for myself, and they'd have to like do something that's different from what we do for me to believe in.
So, like, if you were to tell me, I think, yeah, cause I think if you were to tell me you saw one, I would believe you.
Yeah, exactly. Because it'd be someone I really, really trust, like my close friends or family. Like, this is what I saw. Like, I couldn't record it, but I saw it. It was so real. I'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
But see, at one point, though, a lot of people thought, like, the supernatural wasn't real. But yet, people experience certain things. And,
yeah,
like, I don't have video proof or anything, but I know I experienced stuff. Yeah. So, but, like, that took, like, it being fake to being reality, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So, do you think that aliens are going to be the same way?
No, yeah, they could be. I just... whatever it is, and I just don't think it's from another planet.
But different country? Not like in an immigrant way, but like...
like, honestly, it could just be... like regional? Experimental, like stuff. Demons.
Like what?
Demons.
You think... oh.
If anything.
Do you think those are real?
Demons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they walk among us, like as physical forms?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, I know this might sound crazy, but... when you look at celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. And they always have that Illuminati, deal with the devil, deal with demon.
Illuminati theory.
Recently with Doja Cat. Like, I know people make jokes about it. But when you sit down and, like, hear that song that she came out, I think it's called Paint the Town Red. And you see the music video.
Yeah.
It's like, is it an actual thing? Or is it a thing that's, like, trendy? So she's purposely doing that to make it seem like it's a thing. You know what I mean?
Because I feel like that's also part of the... make it, the people that are believing it, they're gonna make it seem, oh, they're just doing that because it's trendy, but you're still sending that same message out.
Yeah,
regardless if you think it was done on purpose or not, like it's still putting all that stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole goal of it,
to make us scared,
just put, well, it, like, I mean, put it in your mind basically.
Because I think well maybe I kind of like what y'all said, like I think this whole time, like us growing up, I feel like it was like our job to find aliens, you know, not like us individually, but like our generation or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it took so long. It's one of those things where like, let's say like you want, like your whole life, you want an Xbox and then you finally get it, but like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
Like that drive is there. It's not that the aliens are real. People are like, oh, well, okay. Well, I guess that's
bad. I just think a lot of people find it hard to believe because...
and I think people won't either until it starts affecting their lives.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they just said it or announced it, whatever, but people right now are struggling. Like, this could be, like, the least of their concerns. Unless they have got the death rate on us, like, nobody's going to give a fuck.
But, like, it's because, like, it's also hard for me not to believe in aliens because, like, I think it's so crazy how, like, we're the only ones.
Well, that's
like,
what I mean.
Theoretically. Like, we're the only ones.
I do believe there's life other than here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they'll come into our contact.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
But isn't it always weird how, like, they always come to us?
In the stories.
And, yeah, and then we never go to them.
Yeah, because we never have the technology to go. I just don't see them having the same technology.
But see, it's crazy because they can. You know, that's the thing that scares me. Like they probably evolved in a different way, in a smarter way, to where they can get that stuff done and we can't.
Or they just live that just much longer.
Or resources.
Or I mean, isn't
like what they got vibranium?
Well, isn't that like a thing too with space and time? Like over there, time goes by faster. For example, so they get.
Well, that's like. Relativity and stuff like that.
Yeah, like so when like, you're looking out at a star, like
it's already dead.
It was
right?
Like, yeah, it could have interstellar. Exploded. That's like referring to the light, though.
Oh,
so like we're still seeing the star, but that's because the light is still moving towards us, even though the star could be gone already, and then we just haven't seen it fade.
Yeah.
Yet.
It takes a long time for it to fade, though, right?
It just depends. The further away it is, the longer we see it.
So yeah. Like constellations, are they?
I know they say also, like, if people were looking at planet Earth from I don't know how many long, they would be seeing the dinosaurs, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I read that. So it's crazy how, like, I don't know. It's so weird.
We would be seeing, like, a previous
and that's why of they, what we're looking at. That's why they say, oh, they haven't visited us because they'll see our planet, but they haven't seen civilization. Like humans,
yeah. So that's damn, that's trippy to think about a little bit.
Supposedly.
So technically, if I was in a galaxy far, far away, and I look at a telescope, I could possibly be seeing a dinosaur still.
Yeah.
Well, you would have to be somewhere else. Yeah. You would have to travel.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry.
You would have to travel like millions of light years away.
Yeah.
Because then that's when you'll be seeing that.
Okay. So hear
assuming
me out.
The dinosaurs existed millions and millions of years ago.
Bringing in Star Wars as a reference, you know how like they have like different planets and they'd go like explore, they travel, right? Are those aliens or are they all considered one society?
Well, aliens is just like a reference to an outsider.
Yeah.
So anything, like say if there were people on Mars, like they would be aliens to us, we'd be aliens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were like, we're
kinda
not,
like
we're
countries outsiders. Here. There's foreigner, you're either
yeah,
a
that's
foreigner.
Why it's like. The term alien, too, is used, like, mm-hmm. amongst people from different
places. Like, illegal aliens, a.k.a. Luis. Like,
yeah. Vendetta, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
gotta make sure he knows that.
Yeah, I was talking about him all the time. But I don't know. I just... It's hard for me to say, like, no, that they're not real. But I do know the hype, quote-unquote, is gone. In a sense of, like, finding aliens and trying to figure out if they're real or not. Despite the fact they announced they're real. But I think, I don't know, like, what was that one movie? Like, it was called Signs, where they had, like, they were in the cornfields. Man, that one kind of tripped me out when I was younger.
I never seen it all the way.
Well, you're in luck because look at the screen. Oh, no, I was kidding. We're watching it right now. That's the reason for the episode. But I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with just, I guess, us not caring anymore, if that makes sense.
And it was weird because, like, not that long ago, a bunch of these videos came out. Like people who supposedly on their ranch or whatever.
Oh, floating like, in a tornado?
No, or like they got like footage, like the aliens were walking around on their near their house and stuff.
Oh, wasn't there but, one recently?
Like you couldn't really see anything. Yeah, like
that one, right?
The videos are always bad too. The ones that supposedly catch it.
But that's my theory about bad audio or bad video is that the aliens mess with it because of the electronic fields. Around the area.
But I mean, you can measure that the way it behaves that way, but it's just like, oh, this is a grainy blob and that's the alien. Like some people,
but that's
like,
what I feel like they make, though.
They make like things out of nothing. Like, I don't, like, I couldn't tell anything that I'm looking at. Especially like with the zoom. The zooms are always bad.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what phone you have, the zoom is always bad. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it like, on purpose though, like theory, conspiracy theory, like videos like that are on purpose.
Yeah, I think maybe. It's just
because you have to believe the people in the video, right?
I just think it's camera tricks.
It's different because of our accessibility to people, and like just like how social media has changed everything.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like everything's so like interpersonal. So, like, we could just connect with random people, like, across the world or whatever.
Across the
so it's world? Harder.
I was getting like, Earth, so.
If we were still getting our news from a single, like, source or anything.
Like Fox, for example?
Or just, like, TV station stuff.
Wow. Party foul. Three of us now.
Probably from Kiertwig.
It was probably from the aliens, the new post from the aliens.
They started an Instagram.
They're like, well, we were free Chinese garlic.
Follow us.
But that was, like, everybody.
Our sponsor could be the aliens, and they don't know us yet,
Send us some like intergalactic credits.
Some oh shit, like you mean Bitcoin? What the
fuck? Fuck yeah.
Well, sorry, go continue.
No, I was just saying like it's anybody can post anything now, so it's like hard to keep things a secret, especially if somebody's trying to cover things up, like,
especially with editing too.
Yeah,
that's another thing too. Like the technology.
I just think people like, be like, "Oh, look, an alien," but I'm actually really good at video editing, so I just get a lot of views.
Yes. People do things too much for clout.
Mm-hmm.
No. But man,
they rather
like,
have clout than honesty.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, I see these videos, I'm like, oh, this could be real. Like, yeah. You know, like, this, and then, like, do I believe it? And this goes, like, for anything, too. Like I said, supernatural, sirens, Bigfoot, mythical creatures. Like, yeah. There's so many videos of, like,
you I see like them. Watching them, even though I don't really believe in them.
You don't believe in them?
You don't believe in unicorns, you bitch?
Ah, just kidding. You. Like, rhinoceros? Mythical creatures draft? No, just kidding.
You. Oh.
That sounds funny.
But, like, I don't know.
Some of them are creepy, though.
Like yeah, the, they're so fun. Especially remember in the watching fucking, at, like, at the apartment? The
or like David? The, oh, yeah, that top 10. The scariest. Yeah, oh, my God, dude. There is one. I know off topic, but me and David, you went to the restroom. Uh-huh. Oh, no, you're talking to the girl at the time.
Yeah.
On the phone. And
number three.
And we saw this really good one. And, man, me and David were, like, freaked out. And then we didn't want to move. We're like, oh, it was creepy. But, I mean, I believe those videos more.
Yeah.
Like, those, like they the seem too
paranormal
real.
Paranormal ones.
Yeah. Sorry, not aliens. Paranormal. But, yeah, man, just, dude.
Those are more believable to me, too.
Like, the heebie-jeebies, man. Like, oh, I remember that video to this day. It was basically, like, this body. And the scientist was, like, trying to experiment on the body to see if he could capture, like, the afterlife of, like, the spirit leaving the body. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you start seeing, like the body, like, decay. And then, like, you saw, like, the spirit, like, wave up. And then it just, like, turns to the thing. And then it goes like that, like, all the way up. And you can see it with the what's it called? The colorful vision?
Thermal.
I'm like, bro, that's fucking creepy. And then there's just a lot of them like that. Like, I don't know, dude. This is real. This is real.
Yeah.
I know my mom, too. Off topic. Anyway, again, maybe for Halloween.
Paranormal stuff. Going back to aliens. I don't know. It's really hard for me to believe it that they're from another planet.
Now, hear me out. How trippy would this be if one of us was an alien this whole time? How would you feel?
Like, who's the closest one to being an alien?
Like, what if this whole time I was an alien? What would you do, dude? Like, honestly. I just go like...
I don't know. I mean, I'd just be like, are you hiding or are you... Do you have an
intention? He'd be like, are you a boy or a girl?
Both. Where do I want me to be, mommy? I'm
just
kidding. Yeah.
You can it just depends on your intentions, too.
Well, we've been friends for, like, years.
Yeah, like, if it's, like, I'm an alien, but, like, that's it. There's nothing else different. Like, I'm still your friend. Like, I still enjoy playing trombone.
I got superpowers.
I still love superheroes.
Like, I'm a scroll.
The same, but you're just an alien,
what like, if
that'd just be cool.
That brings out an interesting topic.
What?
It's like, what if Oscar reveals he was a scroll? And the real Oscar is, like, gone.
That's Damn. Very sad. I would be very upset.
No, but, yeah? Like, you never knew the real Oscar. You only knew the scroll the whole time. Yeah. So it was like, there's this Oscar out there somewhere.
There was an Oscar out there somewhere.
Was an Oscar out there somewhere.
What would you think? Would you have thought, like, well, I like the original Oscar, or would you have...
Well, see, it is different if I knew you before. If I knew you before, I would be very upset. I don't think I'd be able to talk to you anymore.
Sorry, I was thirsty.
But if I always knew you as
the scroll,
like you were always a scroll when I met you, it'd be a little easier to talk to you. But I would.
Would you tell his mom?
Oh yeah, would you tell my family?
I don't think. And again, it just goes back to your intentions. Like
I'm just here.
Like you're here, you have this ability, chilling. And you found an opportunity to take over someone who had just died.
Yeah, real Oscar. Let's say it like that.
Damn, then
I can't blame you for that.
But what if they knew me as a baby, but you didn't know me as a baby? And then like, so
what if it was a squirrel nurse?
Stop it. Not like, so like they
Oscar knew, died as
say,
a baby.
Let's say like I was with them up until like a year or two before I had met you.
Yeah.
So they knew like the original Oscar, and then like that one passes away, and then me, the scroll, from the time I met you for the first time to now, What would you tell my parents about me? Or
I don't. Again, it goes back to your intentions. Like if you're some like secret mission here, and you don't really care about your family,
but he could just lie.
Like no, I know. He could just lie, but assuming I knew your intentions.
I'm here to play ska music, bro.
That's it? Yeah, like, I know it sounds stupid, but yeah, I would be, like,
turn your back.
I would be, like, what's the point of befriending me?
What if I was a scroll and I told you, by the way...
You're a scroll.
No.
Oh, shit. So
I'm like, I'm a scroll, right? By the way, so was Nid and David. What would you do?
That'd be trippy as fuck. Like, if one of my siblings were...
And that's why... Whenever she was little, all that stuff happened because she was a scroll.
Damn.
And you saved the scroll because she needed, because they needed human blood.
Oh, I never really saved her, and then she got replaced.
Wait, are you a scroll?
Maybe I have the scroll the whole time.
Oh, no. I believe a scroll is more than any. No, I was kidding. But yeah, that's anyways. I'm gonna be like, I'll talk about the scrolls. But speaking of scrolls, Secret Invasion, I recommend. I saw the commercials. Good? I was kidding.
I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I heard it was bad too.
I heard it was not your business. Very, right?
I heard it was disappointing.
Honestly, look, hear me out. I know, real quick, a little Marvel rant. Just watch it for the content, people. It's not going to be perfect.
Well, my sister hasn't sent me the password.
It's not going to be perfect. Don't people compare it to the comics all the time. I know I've done it before too, but we have to understand that it's not the comics. How are you going to do a Super Scroll in the comics in real life? Tell me.
It's just the potential. Mm-hmm. I don't think it...
No, yeah, I get you. I just get upset. But...
I get that, but yeah. Sorry, we shouldn't get it off topic.
Yeah, I know. This is for a different episode, for a different time with Eric and BL together.
No, I'm kidding. Double co-star. Guest star. I said co-star. Yeah. What
the fuck? Wait. Anyways. So since we're building the NGPU, who's going to be our next target? All right.
You lower the volume.
No, it's right there. Yeah. I think what I liked about our guests was like we're growing. First Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah. And now the NGPU. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think overall, like going back to the aliens, going back to our government, going back to like the way of life, I just think something else is going on, and I think they tried their hardest to make aliens a thing because there's something bigger going on in the background. But I wish we knew. I wish they would. I don't see I do see a point of getting things hidden from us. But at the same time, like, I feel like eventually, like they always say, the truth comes out. So it's just a matter of time before people figure shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause what if, and then let's say like we succeeded, let's say like nothing bad happened to us. What if the Raid Area 51 like happened?
The Naruto run.
Like what if that happened? Like what would we have found? What would we have known? You know, like assuming we're all bulletproof, we all can't die, we're all just raided.
Or do we just have to sacrifice ourselves?
A lot of people would have died if they did. Like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people would just go with it?
No.
I think so.
On the military side, I mean.
I think so.
Oh, as in kill civilians to protect the secret kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's by orders. They're going to follow orders. They're soldiers.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, and that's the thing. That's
I don't know if I believe that. I think some people would, like, from the inside, would probably, like.
No, I don't think so. I really think that I think that whatever secrets they have in there is so great that they're willing to kill for it to be kept a secret.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they're going to let some people go in there.
They're not going to let some average Joe just defend that place. Like, they're going to put the people that can hold secrets and shit like that.
Because the people that leave Area 51, quote-unquote, I never confirmed this or whatever, I read it somewhere, they don't make it out alive once they're done working at Area 51.
Yeah, they get in a tragic accident or something like that.
And so that's the thing, like...
But I mean, like, you could fake your own death.
Can you?
Especially if the government's trying to help you fake your own death.
Yeah, they'll do the whole...
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they would risk having someone out there. I don't care if they keep secrets. I mean, they
probably just, like, retire in the...
But, like, but you retire and they keep an eye on you the whole time? And they can't really do anything.
I mean, people have their... They have to sign the NDAs and stuff. Like, there's...
NDAs don't mean shit.
There's legal other things. Or maybe, like... There really isn't anything that important in there.
But why would they have it there?
What do you mean, why? It's just a military base. They probably did
some... Oh, shit. Jinx?
Probably did some, like, atomic bomb test stuff.
I don't. Well, atomic bombs in the desert, they're not really going to affect anybody.
That's why they test them there.
But I'm saying, like, it has to be more than bombs. There has to be more than. It has to be something else. I mean,
every military base is defended almost like that much. It's just that Area 51 is, like, further, is bigger. Like,
but it's known for quote unquote aliens.
That's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Is it a conspiracy theory? No, I'm just kidding.
Could be.
I think overall. Because regardless of it being the biggest base or whatever it is, like...
I don't think... Well, the base itself, but I think, like, the land surrounding it is big. But that can just be chalked up to...
But do you think our... Do you think our bombs could create mutations? With animals and insects and bugs, oh my?
Like Godzilla?
I mean, I think Area 51, if they're doing... actually, any area base, if they're doing tests with, like, explosions or weapons of different kinds... that can cause a mutation at molecular level, then I feel like they're hiding something that they created. I mean, why else would it be so guarded? I mean, an atomic bomb, you can survive that shit, and then they can change you. I don't know. Or what if someone walked by accident in the range, and that's what happened to them, and they became mutated, they became a monster. An alien looking like bitch. You know, I don't know, dude. Like, there's just, I just don't think, like, there's no way it's just simple hidden secrets. Like, there has to be more. Whether it's
also,
like...
Also, it's always possible that... You're gay. It'd be like...
I was kidding you.
No. It's just like humans from the future. Travel back in time.
Time traveling.
I think that's always...
If that's real, Oscar, come back right now. Oh, shit. So that walks in. What the fuck?
Don't upload that episode.
Oh, my God. Shit. But yeah, I don't know. I want to believe in time travel or that we're going to get there eventually, but it's hard because, like, there's always that thing that would say, oh, if it's real, come back right now, and this and that. But
no, if it existed, it always has to exist.
Exactly. I mean, you never know. Like, maybe I could be sending the message right now through the podcast, but let's say the podcast is done by then and the episode's lost in time.
Tony Stark figured it
out. Tony Stark is Iron Man.
That was a theory. Different time, different story of Tony Stark and time traveling. Yeah. But, I don't know. I think overall, are aliens real in my mind? Yes. Are they here? Probably not. But I feel like eventually we're going to get to the point in time and space, really, that we're going to meet them and it's not going to be peaceful at all. Someone's going to fuck up, whether it's us or them. Like, one wrong move on the other side is going to cause a war.
Because. But do you think that'll unite everybody on Earth?
No.
No, yeah, because there's going to be some people that want to defend him.
Yeah. There's always the people
that want to give him human rights.
I mean, let me look at the LGBTQ.
It's like, you could be human rights, but like, no.
You could be them, theirs, but that's it. I'm just kidding.
I think maybe it would only if all of us are at risk. Like, if they're just going to enslave everybody. Like, yeah. I think everybody will like, all right, we got to fuck them up. We got to give them that 25 piece.
I don't know. There's always that one guy. There's always that one guy that's like, nah.
No, I'm sure there's going to be like fucking.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm on the
alien. Dick suckers for the,
Luis, the alien no, bitch.
They're going to be like, oh, we'll serve you, whatever, if you like destroy everybody else. But
do you think with that, we'll have super soldiers?
Good.
And they introduce the Flood? All right, that'll be scary.
I'm just gonna fucking come up with them. Oh fuck! But then I would be reanimated.
Do it, what?
Oh no!
Are you signing up for the Spartan program?
I am actually in there. Yeah.
What if the aliens came? Oh my god! Just sounded like.
Imagine the work that they're going to have to put into Hero to get him to be Spartan level.
Shit.
Oh, my God. That's the work on the high.
We do not have the resources for that.
We don't have enough potion to give you for the high boy. Yeah. Nah, but final count. Aliens real, yes or no, Hero?
No.
Tweety?
I think.
Final answer.
I think technically.
Not Luis from space.
Legally speaking, no, I think what we think of as aliens exist, yeah, but I don't think they're what they seem. Like, I think it's
Where's the place?
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Oscar?
I 100% believe in aliens. So, I mean, you never know. We might have a podcast episode with the alien as a special guest.
Wait, quick. Favorite alien movies?
Signs. The one I remember. Oh, a scary movie. 4, 3, 2, whatever one it was. Remember, that's like, how do you pee? With the finger like that? Sorry. No, but Signs. It'll be Signs. That one, like, just the way it makes you feel the whole time. You're like...
A hero?
I can't... I don't know if I've seen enough alien movies.
Toy Story? No. Oh, yeah. Little alien monitos, then.
The Claw.
You?
Aliens.
Which one? I was kidding. Yeah.
There's the one the regular with the one. Chick.
The Xenomorphs.
Oh, okay.
The ones that lay in your fucking chest. Black.
Yeah.
That one was really good. What else? That one with Jeremy Renner.
Life Water. Whole Body Hydration.
It's just alien. Those are alien eggs in there.
D wishes. So, no, hero.
No, absolutely.
Yes,
no.
In a way, Tweety.
Yes.
And then me. 100% yes. But. Well, for now, we're going to call it a day with that episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Let us know in the comments below. Do you believe in aliens? Do you think our government is telling us the truth? And what do you think an alien is besides Luis? All right, and now we're going to go ahead and go with Hero with the song of the week. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. My choice is Walking Away by Streetlight Manifesto.
Play it. No, I was kidding. I don't think we can. Well, hope you enjoyed that episode. We'll talk to you guys next week or the week after that or the week after that.
And it may not be us.
We might be Skrulls. We might be your mom. And everything in between. All right, everybody. See y'all later. Bye.